We had a couple of shiurim last week where we dealt with issues to do with ill people or women who've just given birth who might need to eat on Yom Kippur. And we established that in most cases, the halachic recommendation is that they should eat what we call shiurim, limited quantities of food in a limited period of time. And I said we'd discuss those details in greater depth this week, so I want to look at some of those points today. So the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Taf Reish Yud Bet, if Aleph says that the shear for eating is Kachotevet Hagasa, this is based on a Mishnah in Masechet Yoma. This means the size of a date. If one eats food on Yom Kippur, which is the size of the date, a volume of a date, so then one is Chayev Karet for that. You're not allowed to eat less than that, but if you do eat less than that, then you won't be Chayev Karet. So the question is, what is this volume of a Kachevet Hagasa? So the Shulchan Aruch says that it's Pachot Mikabet Samat, it's a little bit less than the volume of an egg. What's that? So a certain amount of discussion amongst the Achronim. In Sefer Shemirat Shabbat Kilchata, Perek Lamed Tet, Sif Yud Chet, says that it's the volume of 32 cc. So what you should do is you should take like a little plastic cup, something like that, a shot glass, something like that, and weigh it, find out what its weight is empty, and then put 32 millilitres of water into it, 32 grams of water into it, so you can measure that on a scale, and then that's 32 cc, make a mark on the cup, and whatever food, volume of food fits into that is less than Kochevet HaKasa, and you can, Choleh can eat that much on Yom Kippur. Obviously, they might need to eat more than that, so they're going to need to eat repeatedly. So the Shulchan Aruch, if Gimel says that if there is an amount of time from eating, beginning to eat the first volume of food to finishing eating another volume of food, there is Kedei Achilat Pras, the amount of time it would take to eat a Pras, then these two volumes of food join together. So if I've got 32 cc of food and I eat it, and then an hour later I eat another 32 cc, it's not that I've eaten 64 cc, it's I've eaten 32 twice, and for a choleh that's going to be all right. But if I eat them both within the period of time it takes to eat a pras, so then I'll be chayav. The question is, what is a pras? So that's a machloket between Rashi and the Rambam. According to Rashi, it's the volume of four eggs, and according to the Rambam, it's the volume of three eggs. And then we've got a question of, you know, how many kazetim are there in an egg? Are there three zetim in an egg or two zetim in an egg? But according to Rashi, it'll be the volume of eight kazetim. The amount of time it takes you to eat eight kazetim is kedei achilat pras, and you mustn't have more than 32 cc of food within that period of time. So what does that translate into in real terms? So according to the Chatam Sofer, it's a period of 9 minutes. According to the Baal HaTanya, it's a period of 8 minutes. The Aruch HaShulchan Siman Reish Bet Sif Chet says it's 3 or 4 minutes, which is an interesting and important lashon. I mean, it's difficult to have an exact period of time for what this is. Some say it's even as little as 2 minutes. Rav Eliashiv, that's from the Sefer Ashrei HaIsh, he rejects the possibility that it's a very short period of time. He points us to a Gemara which talks about a person who ate half a kezayit of chaylev whilst they weren't part of the Sanhedrin, and then the other half whilst they were part of the Sanhedrin, and that if the two halves of the kezayit were eaten toch tei chilat pras, then they'll be chayav as a member of the Sanhedrin. Points out, to appoint a member of the Sanhedrin, you can't just do it with a click of a finger, but needs to be appointed by everybody there, etc. So he said that must take a number of minutes. It's a certain amount of time. So he seems to favour the greater share. What about drinking? Because in many instances, it's not necessary for the choleh to actually eat. They certainly do need to drink, and they drink in shiurim. So There, the volume is what the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Tet says, it's melor lugmav, a cheekful. Now, this isn't an objective measurement, it's a subjective measurement depending on each person. Shulchan Aruch says, for the average person, it's less than a revi'it. Again, in Sefer Shemirat Shachar Chata, he says, for the average person, it's somewhere between 40 and 45 cc. So I suppose if you mark up a cup, saying, for you know, how much is 40 cc there, and then you fill it up each time, and that's what you drink, then the chole will be okay drinking that. The question is, how frequently can they drink? If they have 40 cc in the morning, then 40 cc in the afternoon, obviously it doesn't combine, but what's the period of time? So there, the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud brings two opinions. First, the view of the Rambam, that it's in the amount of time it takes to drink a revi'it, which is only a couple of seconds. And then brings the view of the Ravid, which is actually that it's Kedei Achilat Pras, which is the same as for eating. The Mishnah Berurah says that from the Mechaber, who brings first just a Stam opinion and then followed by Yesh Omrim, it seems that he's passing like the first opinion, which is the strict view of the Rambam. But he says, according to the Gran, the Pri Chadash, that's the Halacha is like the Ravid, you've got the longer period of time. I think the Maisa, we pass, if possible, a chole should, you know, spread out their drinking with breaks of 9 minutes in between to follow the stricter view of the Ravid. But according to, but if we can't do that, then we'll follow the more lenient view of the Rambam. If they need to get hydrated, you know, reasonably quickly, so then we'll say, so long as they've waited, you know, a couple of seconds between each time that they drink, so that would also be all right. Ad kan.